You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and today I have a very special treat. The other day, I had the distinguished privilege of speaking with Master AJ, who is an alpha male in the financial domination scene. We call it FinDom. And he is one of the biggest, most popular alphas in the scene, and one of my very favorites. No matter how many times Twitter has canceled my account or, you know, banned me or whatever, I've always come back to him. Why? Well, because he is a genuine alpha and a genuine man. And he thinks much more deeply about his place in hierarchy than I think anybody realizes. I think you're going to find this, anybody who knows Master AJ, I think you're going to find this interview to be quite illuminating. I think you're going to hear things from him that you've never imagined you'd hear from him. And he gives some stunning answers that left my pussy gaping and twitching, okay? So without further ado, let's get right into it, okay? This is my interview with the one and only Master AJ.
I am with Master AJ. He's one of the biggest, there he is right there, one of the biggest FinDom masters on the scene. How many followers do you have right now?
Right at 27K right there.
Okay, that's a huge amount for any alpha that's in the scene, really. I mean, in the FinDom scene. Well, first of all, I kind of want to know, what is the key to your longevity in the scene?
Wow. The key to my longevity is honestly just being Dom and, you know, the content that I push out. You know, you see a lot of the other Doms that aren't successful, they're pushing out the same shit all the time. You know, they're always doing one fucking thing. You know, they rely
on foot picks.
They rely on foot picks. They rely on their muscles. You know, muscles are good. You know, whatever, fags like feet, but you have to have other shit. You know, you understand, people get tired of seeing the same shit. Fags, I will say, sometimes they move on to other alphas. You know, you gotta adapt. You
sometimes fags are very flaky, usually.
They're flaky. You gotta start using other things. You know, if you don't have them, you might not make it. Honestly, sure. Mm-hmm. You might.
Well, but I've seen some alphas who basically don't do anything except just show their feet over and over and over again, and I think, what can anybody get out of this? I mean, yeah, they have great feet. They have beautiful feet. But, like, what is there besides that? You know, like, what would motivate somebody to give that person money or give them time?
Right. You're right. I got great feet, but, you know, I'll show it. But I just don't rely on that. You understand?
Right. Exactly. I'm not really much of a cash faggot. I mean, I've been serving alphas in person my whole life, so, like, I've tributed to you in the past. I've tributed to other alphas, you know, when that alpha touches something inside of me, you know, like, I'm not going to just give some guy on the internet money because they showed me their feet, you know, like, I can go out and have an actual alpha here where I live to worship their feet if I want to, you know. So like, give
you a cool experience, you know.
Right. I mean, I don't need to do that to somebody online, you know.
Right.
But I don't really know. I guess I will say I've been worshiping you since, and it's been a long time since that we've known each other now. It's
been a while.
Yeah. I mean, you're one of my, in this scene, you're one of my very favorite alphas, mainly because you do give of yourself quite a bit. You know, like you're very open emotionally, and just you are what you are, and you're not really trying to fake anything. And that's something I really appreciate about you, Master. So, yeah, but I...
That boy.
All right, here. Oh, gosh. All right. What?
Good?
Yeah, I guess. I keep getting phone calls. I'm a popular faggot. So, say something.
What's up, boy?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was hearing. Yeah. So, as you know, I've had struggles on Twitter, you know, so I'm constantly like bouncing around with new accounts. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Twitter. I'm still here, but, and it's all, I've always come back to you because
follow me, and I always fucking, I'm just like, yeah, you got terminated again. Twitter.
Yeah. The message is kind of, I'm sorry, what?
You've been banned, what, like fucking 12, 15 times, bro?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that.
But
you have this huge following, and so you've had to change how you approach things, correct?
So building up from what I was doing in the past, you know, being very, I guess, Twitter vulgar. You know, Twitter considers it all homophobic, saying fag, and, you know, even certain words of how you put, like, slut, whore, you know, you can get easily. So, you know, building your following up, you know, I had to kind of reinvent the way I, you know, put my message out there. You understand, right?
Right, exactly. Like, I don't consider the word faggot to be homophobic. Do you?
Me neither.
So what does the word faggot mean to you?
It's just more, it's an appropriate label for, you know, a male sub-human, you know, that likes alpha men, in a sense, that likes superior men. It's appropriate, you know. I think the word fag is, you know, more of a subhuman toward, you know, to a man, right? You know, it's a sub, it's like a little sub,
like an animal, maybe, or like, yeah, or like a slave,
like that, exactly. Yeah,
right. And a lot of times I think people use those slave and faggot interchangeably, you know. I just think, as I'm speaking as a faggot now, that the word faggot is a trigger in our minds. It puts us in subspace when a man uses that term.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's how I look at it too, honestly. It's kind of a reminder of your place, reminder of what you're doing and why you're doing it. You understand?
Yes, I do understand perfectly, Master. And you know I do. So, now, you mentioned to me before that, in high school, you weren't very kind to homosexuals.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't the nicest to fags in high school. No. Very, you know, I was a bully to a lot of people, you know, not just including fags, you know, I would say beta males, right? You know, beta males I consider, you know, straight men that aren't up to par with, you know, more dominant men, right?
That's exactly the definition that I use too. So
Yeah.
I think that's how we define it, you know.
Yeah. So I wasn't really, I was very, very aggressive to fags, very aggressive to beta males too. You know,
in a way, betas are probably to alphas, betas are probably more offensive, let's say, than fags, because faggots are basically,
they accept it.
Yeah, exactly. Beta males.
You got to. I mean, man, listen. There's so many times I could remember just fucking. You know, I played sports in school. You know, I did wrestling. I did fucking. You know, I did track a little bit, cross country. I like to run. It was very fast. You know, we would shower in school, and I mentioned this on Twitter. It's funny. Funny thinking about it, because I think a lot of the doms in the scene that put other, you know, doms and masters down for showing off their God's gifted talents, you know, their body and their big dicks and shit, you know, a lot of those remind me of the beta males in school that didn't like to shower after sports, you know, like, what the fuck, you understand? Are you that insecure about your body that you don't want to shower with other men, you know? Fuck that. But I think about it. You know, we used to do a lot of crazy stuff in the shower. People get pissed on and all kinds. This is normal. You understand? It was normal to get your fucking leg pissed on, your back pissed on, you to get thrown down in the shower. You understand?
That's normal.
You know, a lot of the betas that played sports, that was too much. Or they considered it, you know, considered that being borderline gay, right? That's what men do. That's what alphas do. You fuck around. If you can't handle it, you know, get the fuck out. Fucking walk around. Yes, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, hierarchically speaking, that is very much how the hierarchy is kind of established between men.
That's exactly right. It's natural. It is natural. It's crazy because looking back at the stuff that I would do, you know, and being involved in the scene that I am in now, it's like, wow, this shit makes sense. What I did, it all makes sense. Why? You know, the reason why. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
I have thought about a lot of this shit, you know?
Right. I mean, that's one thing that's why I keep pushing hierarchy so hard everywhere I go now. And that's why this podcast exists, because I believe that hierarchy explains so much about male behavior, and it makes sense out of things like when straight alphas fuck faggots, okay, or use faggots, because either, let's say, in femdom, or they use them sexually or whatever. It's an enforcement of hierarchical rule, you know. Straight alpha males are enforcing their dominant position, basically.
Right. You know, it's just kind of, it's just one of the things. It's like, you know, the fucking, you know, the lion fucking eats fucking these little fucking, you know, gazelles and shit in the fucking, whatever the fuck is, the safari, where the fuck lions are from, whatever. The desert is natural. It's like, you know, there's a food chain to humans, right?
To life.
To life, exactly. You know, the weaker sub fucking human is going to get picked on by the bigger, stronger, more aggressive, dominant alpha human, you know? It's just, it's no difference. There's no difference, you know.
And you are the dominant alpha male.
You know, even between other lions, you know, weaker lions get picked on by bigger lions. That's just how it works. Same species, same sex, different personality, different, you know, built different, you know. It's just crazy.
Yes, I mean, right, exactly. Nature made each male the way they are, and you either can accept that and work within that role, or you can die trying to do something.
Somebody's got to be weak, you know. Somebody's got to be strong. You understand?
I understand, master. So you know, I, like I've told you before, you know, I consider you to be basically an apex alpha.
Yeah.
You like that term?
I like.
Yeah. What does apex alpha say to you internally?
You know, it's like more apex in a sense. It's like I'm preying on, you know, the weak, vulnerable, you know, in a sense. And it's true. You know, fags are vulnerable. They're vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Dominant alpha men like me, you know, alpha males like me, and I exploit that, you know. It's just that's how I look at that apex.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think you're probably coming at it from like apex predator, which is, you know, definitely a term also that could apply.
Right. Yeah. But like, my position is not good.
Well, I mean, in some ways, it's very good.
What's that? I use instead of brain most of the time.
Well, I mean, in some ways, your reputation is very good. So it just depends on your perspective. To me, apex alpha is like the ultimate alpha, like an alpha that other alphas submit to in a way, like not submit like a faggot, but like submit to.
I understand, because, you know, I teach a lot of these new upcoming doms, you know, a lot of them for a lot of advice on how to, you know, how they should be. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
How to market themselves. What should I do? You know, what do you think? I look at their pages most of the time. I see what attributes they have, and I try to give them, you know, kind of the right direction on how they should approach. And you know, to be, you know, to fulfill what they want, right? Be that they want. You know, if you're messaging me, you're uncertain about your dominance, which that's okay. It's okay. You know, you with a little bit of help, the right teacher, you know, you can become anything, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think I could ever be taught by you to be an alpha. But I wouldn't even want to try.
Them, in a sense, you know, they got a little bit of an idea, right? They can do it, but they're not sure how to go about it. That's what I'm trying to get on.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of times alphas are given the tools by nature, but maybe situationally in their life, they have never been able to flex those muscles, and they don't know what to do. And it's kind of like somebody going to the gym and having a trainer and training those muscles.
Right. What I say is, some people have it naturally, and some people, you know, they not so much.
Right. You were a natural alpha from the beginning, and you knew it from the beginning.
Before the muscles, even the muscle fucking, the juice head motherfuckers were jealous, because they knew they couldn't just be the way I am. They didn't have that fucking personality, the thought process of me. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, it works out better with the muscles. But even before, you know, I wasn't even the biggest dom in the, you know, size wise, right? But it was just the way I carried myself. It was just so.
Exactly. Right. When faggots asked me. I'm sorry, it's cutting out whenever I talk, I guess. You just said something. What'd you say?
I said it was just so easy for me, you know? You know, it's just, there's a misconception of you need these muscles. You need to be fucking huge. You don't need to be huge. You just have to have that mindset. You got it or you don't. That's it.
Fuck yes. That is. You hit it right on the head. I mean, this is something that I've said both to faggots and alphas. I get a lot of times faggots ask me, you know, how do you spot an alpha? And I always say, it's confidence. That's what it is.
The way he carries himself, that's it. Yeah,
exactly. I read it so easily, probably the same, just as easily as you recognize submission in other people. I recognize alphahood, and I recognize it by confidence. How I can look at a guy, how he walks. And
keep going, boy. I'm getting some dip.
What'd you say?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I can tell by the way an alpha walks whether or not they're alpha or not, you know, like they just carry themselves differently, and you're totally right about that. I guarantee you that
I just had out from a mile away. You understand?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
I can just tell. Just look at somebody, you're a fucking bitch. I can just tell. Look at you. Submissive as
right. You know that you could have that male do anything you want.
That's it. I just like to, I don't know, it's just so easy for me. Like I said, I'm not academically smart, but when it comes to, you know, mental warfare in a sense, like just the, you know, I'm all about just the, I don't know, making somebody just submit, you know, mentally first, right? You know, it's just, it's so easy. I don't know.
It's the animal in you.
I make a lot of people question themselves, right? You know?
Oh, I bet.
Question how much of a man they really are.
I bet that's true. I mean, here's the thing, like, you were blessed with your face, which is, you know, obviously you're very good looking, right? And you had a build, even without the muscles and the athleticism and everything else. So you were basically born naturally to succeed, okay? And then you had this confidence on top of it. And so even in high school, before, let's say, you developed your muscles or anything like that, you know, faggots were obviously watching you, probably terrified, hiding in lockers to get away from you when you walked down the hallway. But but like men in general, the male,
everything I say about high school, I was very fucking mean.
Yeah, well, I understand. You have that destroyer alpha personality in you, and you still have it in you, yeah. But you've matured. You know,
I know
having a child probably changes you.
I'd have to use it to my full advantage now. You understand?
Right, it's part of your career, I guess we want to call it, you know. So, even like, let's say, other males, you know, one thing about hierarchy that I find just very powerful and real is that, and this is like when I mention this to other straight males, okay, I talk to them about this. They recognize it instantly. Like when you're in a room, when you walk into a room of other men, they are instantly sizing you up.
Yeah.
And you're sizing them up in the room.
Yeah.
It's not something you're consciously doing. It's subconscious. You know, you're kind of looking around and you're registering which ones are the challengers to your throne.
Every time I go out in public, that's crazy.
Exactly. It's the truth, right?
It is.
It's funny how men don't think about it very often until, like, I mention it to them, you know, and then they suddenly go, yeah, you're right. But that's hierarchy at its basic level, you know, like, it's most fundamental. It's just that men have a natural hierarchy between us. You were born as, let's say, an apex alpha, and I was born faggot, and you and I have both accepted our roles, and so there's peace there because we have accepted it. Now, let's say a beta male who looks at you and is jealous of you or something like that, there's not peace there because they're uncomfortable with themselves, you know.
But
here's the thing, like, that's why alphas, for instance, enforce the hierarchy, you know, like you've done in the past.
Oh.
You mean like when you've encountered beta males, you know, how did that go?
I can go back to high school and it was so easy to, you know, sniff a beta male out, you know, when it was time to go shower after sports. Like I said, wrestling, I did wrestling, cross country, track, you know, most of the time the beta males were the guys who were hesitant to go shower. You know, it's optional, right? Optional. You know, most of those guys were hesitant. And then, you know, when they finally built the courage up to go, you know, you could kind of see they weren't really looking around talking, you know, normal, you know, normal alpha men in that setting, you know, we're talking, you know, dicks out, showering, talking, playing around and shit, you know, you could see them kind of just, you know, they were covering themselves up and shit, you know, not really talking to everybody else. You know, it's the easiest way, you know, the confidence in their body and in their personalities. You understand? That is the easiest way to sniff a beta out, and it will get exposed. It will get exposed in that environment. You will get easily. I mean,
dude, here's the thing. Like, it's so funny how straight males, they're a lot of times they're so like anti-gay. That's gay. This is gay. That kind of thing. But but here's the thing. In a setting like, let's say you're talking about a locker room, or let's say you're in the army, or we have a bunch of men, they will do the gayest stuff to each other, but they do it to humiliate.
Yes, it's used in a different way. It's not used in a sexual way. It's used to
power. It's power,
or used in a funny way, you know.
Sure, one of those things. But even funny, when it's used to humiliate, still power.
I can go back. Okay, there's I won't say his last, but JT is a buddy of mine. We would shower all the time. We were the first guys in the shower. He had one nut. He had one fucking nut sack. Like one nut. Like he had a nut sack, but he had one nut in that motherfucker. And what we would do, we would see. It's kind of funny. It's kind of crazy to think about, but we would make people, you know, grab, like, touch his nut. You know, we would force them to touch his nut. You know, like, if you didn't do it, you know, we kind of thought that you were gay. You know what I mean? In a weird kind of way, because it was so strange. Because I've never seen somebody with one nut. And I was like. We're gonna get people to try to touch your nut, and it, you know, of course, all the guys that, you know, were more dominant, I guess you could say, more alpha, you know, they would do it, and it would always be the beta, squeamish kind of guys that were covering themselves up in the shower, you know, hiding their little peckers and shit. You know, they wouldn't you know, get into it, you know, but we were more popular, right? You know, more popular, more. I don't know, but that was kind of the shit we would do, and pissing on other people, pissing on guys that were more insecure about showering in there, hiding themselves. You know, it was not uncommon pissed on, you know, or get pushed down in the shower and somebody try to put their nutsack on your head. That's normal.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Like, but
ass with their dick. That's normal. Hair and dick sizes. Normal, you know, normal. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's one guy, believe it or not, one guy, his name was Cody. He was probably fucking, he's so short, but his dick was so fucking long. It's crazy. Longest fucking dick on him. He could literally smack you from fucking 2 feet away with his dick. You know, it's just normal. Nobody thought differently of it unless, you know, they were insecure betas, which they were. The insecure guys, the betas, as they are, you know, they were kind of shy about that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
Right, but like you mentioned, you know, pissing on betas, pretending to fuck them in the shower, pretending to, like, face fuck them in the shower or whatever.
Fucking open hands, that's normal.
Yeah.
Spreading ass cheeks open and shit, like, spreading our asses open and fucking farting and shit, like, yeah. Seriously, that shit really happened.
Yeah, right. It happens all the time. And It's just, it's natural alpha behavior. It's natural enforcement of hierarchy.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, animals do stuff like that too, you know. So, and being, we are animals.
Being comfortable with your body, your sexuality, you know, that's a good sign of an alpha. And in a sense, that's how you can really spot somebody that is, you know, considered an alpha, really. You know, it's all about the confidence, you know, right. Not being afraid to show off what you got, or right. Or do, you know, pushing that little, that limit. You understand?
Oh, I definitely understand. I mean, I only understand it from observing it as a faggot, you know what I'm saying? And serving alphas as a faggot. Like, I've seen it from that side. You know it from actually living it as an alpha. But, so that's the difference there. Mine's more academic, I guess, than lived. But, so how did that transfer to, let's say, what you're doing in FinDom, where you have pissed, you had fags drink your piss, correct? You've had fags drink your cum, right? It's while you're cum. You know, you've done a lot. You've had faggots eat your ass, right?
It's not weird. It's not normal to me. You understand? I'm comfortable doing that. You know, that doesn't, I don't consider that making me gay or lesser of a man to do that. You understand? You know, it's just one of them things. It's you get comfortable. Being comfortable is it's a main trait of an alpha. You know, always being comfortable with everything that you do. You understand?
Yes.
You know, it's just that confidence of being able to do that. Being comfortable with your sexuality. You know, it's being a straight man. Being comfortable being straight. You know, at the end of the day, I'll dominate a fag, stick my dick in their fucking mouth, make them suck it, but I'm still straight, and I'm comfortable with that. That doesn't bother me. You understand?
Right. No, I understand completely. That, I mean,
that's what that translates to in my head. You understand? It's like,
well, that's how it actually does translate. I mean, on my website, I've actually been chronicling some straight alphas in Toronto who actually own live-in faggots that they use sexually, and then they have girlfriends, and they're still straight.
I have kids. I have a girlfriend. Yeah. It's,
exactly. I mean, it's
he doesn't care because she knows.
Right. It's like for you, if you have a faggot suck your dick, it's a power thing for you. It's not a sexual thing, you know. Or like if a faggot swallows your cum or swallows your piss or whatever, it's all a power.
Empowering.
Right, exactly. And what do you think about alphas in the scene that refuse to do those kind of things? Do you think like they're hesitant to do that, straight alphas?
What do I think about alphas that are not willing to...
In the scene.
That kind of work? Or willing to experience that hands on.
Yeah.
I think they won't go far. You know,
Some have succeeded without doing that.
There's exceptions, but in a sense, you don't get the full experience of calling yourself a true dom in my category, in my process of thinking. You know, there's certain things, you know, a lot of people can say this and that through text, through Twitter, through Skype, but there's a real difference when you actually put those thoughts and words into action. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
How you kind of see the realness of an alpha. You understand, right?
Absolutely.
Not just a fucking gimmick that they put on. You know, it's more of a way of life. You know, it's just
right.
Life, it's not a gimmick to me. To these other guys that are afraid to, you know, whatever. You know, you can be comfortable with your fucking sexuality if you consider yourself a dom. You know, whatever. Yeah. That what you fucking think. You know, that you're not you're not a dom or alpha if you go out there and piss in another in a fag's mouth. Like, you know, I'll pray for you, because that's not how I see it. It's not how a lot of people see it, honestly. Not how a lot of fags see it. Not how a lot of other alphas that are successful see it. You understand?
Oh, I absolutely understand. I mean, this is one thing that I've not liked about. This is why I'm not a cash fag, okay? Because I have served alphas in person my whole life, right, and I know the difference between real service, you know, you know, speaking of the faggot, like looking up at an alpha while I'm actually sucking his dick, and that interaction there is real. It's not some fantasy I'm having on the internet, you know. And once you've tasted the real aspect of it, like actually serving a man, or let's say from an alpha's perspective, actually having a faggot serve you, there's no comparison, you know, to a financial transaction, you know.
Right. And listen, I have another real time. That's what it, the sub's not paying me nothing. You understand? And I'm okay with that. You know why?
Why?
I enjoy it.
There you go.
The release. Honest. It's
a release of power for you.
And release it. I just enjoy it. And you might have seen the videos, you know, the skinny is a white geeky sub bag, you know. It's just, you know, we're gonna do some more stuff soon this month, and it's gonna be some good content. It's gonna be a lot of good stuff. You just mentioned, you know, it's gonna be good.
That's great. I love that. So do you consider him to be like a personal faggot for you, basically?
He's made my website. Oh my gosh, he's a nerd. He's a smart geeky fag. He's done a lot for me, you know. He's done a lot, you know. He helps out a lot. He's gonna be my financial advisor eventually. We're working to that. You understand?
Oh, good.
He's gonna help me with my taxes and all kinds of shit. So
that's great. So, like, you're gonna own him basically as your own faggot.
I own him.
That's awesome. How many faggots do you consider that you own?
Okay, so there's different levels.
Right, I was gonna say that. What levels are there?
Different levels to being a fag of mine. You know, I have a few that I consider my most loyal fags. You understand? It's probably like four. I can count it on my hand, four or five. And then there's these other ones that float around. They come to me. You know, they might serve for a little bit. You know, come back. And that number is up there. And I've been around for a long time, it feels like. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, my name's out there, you know. You think AJ. You know, there's a lot of doms that have the same names, right? Same fucking names. Yeah. And you get them confused. Or you could say Jay. There's like three doms that might come to mind, right? But when you say AJ, you know, people know. They know who you're talking about. You know, there might be another dom that has AJ, but nobody's talking about him. You understand? I built myself up so much. It's like I'm Alpha AJ. There's no other motherfucker. You understand? No one else.
Right.
In a sense of how many fags total, God, there's a bunch. You know, I could even say all my OnlyFans subscribers, in a sense, because they keep coming back. They're not leaving.
Right.
Number all up on there. They fucking, you know, they take care of me on there. Like, good little. But I could say 675. They're all my subs.
Yeah.
All my, honestly.
Right. But in terms of, like, ownership, ownership-wise,
I'd say four or five loyal. Went through the whole process and exclusively to me, you know. I try to keep it I try to keep it kind of to where I can manage it. You understand?
Yes.
When you get too many, it becomes really, really difficult to keep, you know, to keep track and, you know, to you understand what?
Yeah, right. Do you put those faggots in chastity or anything like that?
Yes. See, I got one that's been serving me for a long time, and you know, he's been building his page up, and Moose Pup. He's a pup of mine. You know, I dabble into many different kinks, but it's all alpha sub. You understand, or alpha fag. You know, it's all the same to me, but it's just different ways, right? Mm-hmm. You know, these fags are into different things. You know,
sure, definitely. Definitely, but in the end, it's the hierarchical roles of those things. They're just natural. So, what about Moose Pup?
So what'd you say?
You put him into chastity?
Yeah, he's in the chastity right now. I check in with him 3 times a day, and he's plugged. He has it's like 8.5 inches up his ass, and we're trying to make his asshole a pussy. You understand? And that's what I want.
Okay. Very good.
I want it to look like a pussy.
There you go. Actually, I was actually going to write something about that phenomenon of sub males faggots getting pussies from being fucked. Or yeah. in the case of Moose Pup, I guess he's using a plug to accomplish that. Because I'm sure he's not getting fucked by anybody else.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet up. We're going to meet up eventually. You know, COVID's kind of put on shit, unfortunately, with traveling and people's time, I guess. You understand?
All right. Have you ever fucked Moose Pup?
Not yet.
It's going to happen, though, isn't it?
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I can tell by the look in your eye.
Yeah, he's been serving me for a long time.
That'll be very special. Have you ever like mouth fucked Moose Pup in the past?
We haven't met up yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We've been working on it. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. It'll be don't you think it would be meaningful when you breed him?
It'll be great because it's a lot of, I would say a lot of time in history between me and him, right? Right. A lot of time, you know. I put a lot of work into him, so sure. And he knows, and
right, exactly.
He built himself up because, you know, he's a good looking sub. You know, I will say that he's a good looking fag, honestly, and you know he's built up too. He is like 13K, 14K. And eventually, you know, he's going to go on and, you know, I've been putting him in a direction to help him succeed in his fag life. You understand?
Yes, exactly. Well, you want him to be the best fag he can be, right?
That's what I want. I want him to be the best fag. I told him to embrace his fag personality, embrace being a sub, embrace being a pup. And he's embracing it. You know, he used to be very shy, but now he's, like I said, he has 14K. It used to be I couldn't post shit. You know, I try to be, you know, I try to respect people's private lives, right?
Right.
Confidentiality, right?
Right.
And he used to be really confidential about him being, you know, a sub.
Okay, I get you.
But now he's embracing it. It's awesome.
That's great. Well, and here's the thing, like, being owned by an alpha like you really makes it easier.
He got comfortable. He's comfortable. You understand? I made him comfortable with it. You understand?
Right. I mean, I just think about what it's going to be like when you breed him, what that's going to mean for his development as a faggot. Because, I mean... cum is very powerful when a man breeds a faggot, because it goes directly into the bloodstream and it from there, and it it affects their metabolism, their you know, their body chemistry. So
you get benefit, protein, you get all the nutrients from me. You understand?
Yeah.
I'd even say my testosterone.
Well, that's what you do get. Like, you get your testosterone, your hormones.
It'll be beneficial. It's beneficial, yes, for me to breed a fag, honestly, for them and for me too. You know, but nutrient wise, it's more beneficial for the fag to take my cum in them, honestly, and absorb it in their body.
Right, you know? Exactly. It makes us more submissive because there are certain chemicals like serotonin in cum that make us more submissive. So breeding is very important.
I look at it, the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Or in the cake.
Or in the.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to that happening for him, his sake, and for yours. Because I do think that you'll be a much even more powerful alpha once you do something like that, because you will have basically made a claim on that faggot's life, you know, at that point. You know, he would have sealed that. So that's great. Let's see. I'm trying to think. You've been in the scene for 2 years, correct?
Yeah.
But you've been on Chatterbait for several years more.
Several fucking years, boy. I've been for a long time, and I've dabbled into, you know, the alpha role even before I got into the femdom, you know.
You were born in it.
What's that, boy?
You were born into it, master.
I was born into it, of course, but really putting it out there online, you know, I'd say since 19.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So and you're how old now?
23 now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're still a young alpha. So a total of 4 years, basically, where you've really been in the scene. So
yeah,
in some way or another, but you're making a lot more money now.
It's paid off being the way I am.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's shocking how much money is actually in femdom. I mean, I'm an experienced faggot, okay, and I've been around a lot, and I still am shocked when I see some things. I just saw a video from Master Tyler, who doesn't have nearly the following that you have on Twitter, for instance. And he's got, you know, $60,000 watches on his wrist, and he's got a 4-bedroom house, and he's got 3 expensive cars. And like, you know, I see alphas, femdom alphas, like, living in fancy penthouses, and they've got all this stuff. I can only imagine the kind of money that you're making. What is the single biggest tribute you've ever received?
So October, the single biggest, just
one payment.
One tribute?
Yeah.
Okay. I did a session last October, and it was roughly $14,000, roughly.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
That is mind blowing, isn't it?
Yeah. There's if you got it, you got it. You understand?
Yes, I do understand. And does that faggot still tribute to you even after that tribute?
We did a real time after that, and the real time went. I mean, we agreed on the real time. It was going to be like $1,200, and at the end of the real time, he gave me roughly $4,000. So it was a total of $18,000 from that fact for that month. just him. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's
I wasn't even big in the scene, honest. Well, I was getting bigger.
You were big.
I was getting big, you know.
Yeah, because I've been with you since you know you had several thousand followers. You were under 10,000 for sure. You know, I think you were under 5,000 actually whenever I first came across you.
More than like, I remember you a long time ago. You know, the fags worship alphas. You know, the logo. Still yeah. Remember.
Right. Exactly. Right. So I've watched you grow outrageously, and so you probably you were doing very well in October of that time, you know. So what's your biggest month? How much money was it that October?
So it wasn't just from him. So I would say, right. I mean, obviously there was other fags, right, for that month.
That's what I mean.
I think it was around 21, 22, somewhere near there for that month. It was a good month. It was a very good month.
Yes.
Bought me a new big ass truck with that. And
right.
It was awesome.
Yeah. What are the typical months? Like, obviously that was kind of a weird month there, but.
Typical.
10 grand?
Typical, yeah. Somewhere around, I'd say, between 7 to 10. It's typical.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not bad, right?
No, that's very, very good.
Yeah.
Pastor, that's very, very good. So, what are your plans, I guess? Because, obviously, Fin Dom is not, it's got a shelf life, I guess. Although alphas have an advantage in that they, as you get older, you become only a dad. Huh?
Only fans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you have an advantage as you get older, you become a daddy. You become, you know, faggots will worship alpha males until they're practically in the grave, you know, so, you know, the shelf life isn't the same as, like, let's say, maybe a female, you know, females get older and they lose their kind of attractiveness, but males get hotter, you know, in some ways. So.
Yeah.
Huh?
I understand. I think I've gotten hotter over the years, honestly. Look at me.
Yeah, I agree. That haircut, come on now.
I know.
What are your plans, though? Do you plan on just continuing this indefinitely, or do you have other plans you want to try to pursue?
You know, I haven't really, you know, thought about the longevity of it. You know, I feel like I'm gonna keep doing what I do and then invest a little bit in something else, but still stay into it, right? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, this is, I get to be my, and prosper from it. You know,
right.
This is best, you know, a lot of people get upset if you consider it a job, but you know, I don't consider it a job. You know, I consider it more of a way of life, but it works out to where it has the benefits of a job. You understand?
Yes, exactly. I mean, you make a lot of money, so hopefully you're investing some of that money now into other things or putting it in a place where you can get some interest at least off of it, you know.
Saving. I've been saving.
Good. We'll
buy a house next year coming up.
Okay, good. Somewhere else out of the South?
No, stay in the South, but
get
something a little bigger. You know, I don't know. Listen, I could do so much better if I went to one of these, you know, more liberal fucking states, I guess you could say, more liberal areas, I would say, honestly, you know, more populated with fags. You understand? I would do so good in California. I would do so good anywhere bunch of fags, honestly.
Yeah, I
wouldn't have to lift a finger for anything, you know. And
no,
you know, I've thought
about
would
never have to lift a finger at all.
But I enjoy the low wages. You understand? I enjoy the cheap cost of living. You understand?
Yes, that's true. I mean, definitely. Where you live, it's a much cheaper place to live, and you know, but.
York or going to those areas is kind of culture shock to me, because you know I'm used to just slow down and
yeah,
you know, woods, and you know what I mean. Not,
I mean, you're definitely a natural kind of guy.
What's that? You know,
you're definitely a natural kind of guy. I mean, like, yeah, you're a nature boy.
Of course.
But I could see you stalking the streets of New York too. Okay. Oh.
I'd thrive out there still in a city.
Yeah, you would definitely thrive in New York. Like, and you'd have the money to go on vacation wherever you wanted to go and do that other nature stuff too, you know?
Yeah. I have thought about stuff like that, you know, moving somewhere, you know, bigger city, you know?
Yeah. I mean, your empire at this point is large enough. And your money is good enough that you could do anything you wanted.
I know.
You could have multiple locations and whatever, you know. So it's a nice option to have.
Eventually, boy.
Yeah.
I'll plan that.
Yeah, you should. I mean, you're on a roll here, you know. Like, you're getting bigger and bigger all the time. So, I guess, as one of your fags that, you know, has worshipped you for a very long time and has promoted you endlessly, you know, like, I really want to see you thrive, you know, and so I just want to see you take the money that you're making and really put it to use to make your whole life a lot better, you know.
Of course.
I'm not here to advise you. We're here to talk about you.
But I appreciate that. You know, you're looking out for your alpha. Honestly, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Master. I guess we can probably stop. I just really appreciated talking to you. You gave some incredible answers, honestly, that are going to make. I mean, I got a white on. My pussy was twitching on some of your answers. I'm sure other faggots that listen will. Huh?
That's what I expect.
Yeah. I'm sure. But you probably get it every day. You have faggots, their pussy is twitching every day. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do appreciate your time, Master. As always, like, I always enjoy talking to you. Every conversation I've ever had with you has been amazing, and I really appreciate your time here. I hopefully will have this up on YouTube and expose you to other faggots that you haven't reached yet. So we'll see what happens there.
I can't wait, boy. Let me know.
I will. Thank you, Master.
See you, boy.
Bye.
You see what I mean about the man himself? He is, I will say this, okay, about him. Master AJ is a genuine man. He is a genuine alpha. He is in a scene that is really just filled to the brim with fakes and phonies and people who use fake pictures to take fag cash, or they don't really mean what they say, or they're flirting. Master AJ is not like that. He is just who he is, a natural born alpha, and he doesn't care. You know, he's not trying to conform to anything, and he's not trying to be a fantasy object. You know, even though he does appeal to faggot fantasies. He is genuinely interested in these things. He's genuinely I mean, he's a straight alpha, you see, and he's not interested in gay sex necessarily, but he is open-minded about experiences, you know, and that the curiosity that he has makes faggots fall in love with him. They make faggots want to serve him, and I'm one of those faggots, so I must say that I'm genuinely surprised and excited by the revelation that he is intending to breed one of his faggots. That should be probably must-see TV on his OnlyFans page, so I'm looking forward to that day. So just keep your eye out for that. I'm sure it's going to rock FinDom when he does it, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed the interview as much as I did, because it was really illuminating for me. And I do apologize for the technical difficulties. Skype was not cooperating, so I pieced it together as best as I could. So, sorry. Anyway, that'll be all for today's episode. I hope to talk to you in the next couple of days. I have another interview coming with another, he's not really a FinDom, but he is an incredible alpha male of exotic origins. I'm just going to say that. So it should be in the next few days. So keep your eyes and ears peeled, okay? Please be careful out there, and I will talk to you soon, okay? Love ya. Bye.